الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والدي ماسي أبو الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 13th juz of the Holy Quran. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of the juz, is where the completion of the story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam takes place, where he eventually is allowed to meet up with his brothers, where they come and they purchase things from him, not knowing that it is him. At the time they did not see him. And then the whole incident happens, and then how Allah Rabbul Izzat unites the whole family. And the dream which he saw in the beginning, that is how it all comes into reality. But obviously if we explain the second part of the story, then those who don't know the first part will not understand it. Inshallah, on the next day. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. In this section, Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving us some advice. That, do you not know that person who is revealing everything, which is the truth, do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that person who is blind? He doesn't know what is going on around him. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This is a reminder for those who have some intellect and understanding. Who are those people who have intellect and understanding? الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ. Whoever had made any promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fulfill it. The first promise we have made to Allah Rabbul Izzat is that we believe in Him and we accept all His orders and commands. So that is the first thing a person has to carry out in your life. Other than that, any other promise that you had made to Allah Rabbul Izzat, see that you carry it out. وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقَ. Never ever break a promise. The second quality of this, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions as intelligent, الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُصَلْ. Whoever Allah had instructed you to keep ties with, you keep ties with those people. Irrespective of what they do, how they are, whatever the attitude is, whatever the case might be, no difference. Allah gave you an instruction to keep ties with them, you will keep it. Under whatever circumstance it is. There is no exclusions. Allah Ta'ala didn't say, الَّذِينَ يَصِلُ, those who keep ties, with whomsoever the condition suits. Allah didn't say that. Allah said, مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ. Who Allah had instructed you to keep ties with, keep ties with them. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. Another quality of those who are intelligent, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another quality, وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. They are afraid to have any bad reckoning in their books. Anything that can be a means of their destruction, they are afraid to have such a thing in their books. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Those people who exercise patience solely that they can achieve the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something happened, you have to have patience under that condition. You have it solely because you want to please Allah. وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ. They establish salat. We have heard about that under different times and conditions. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. They spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when other people know that they are spending, and they spend when people don't even know that they are spending. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. Anybody who does anything wrong to them, they will do something good to the person in return. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Such people are going to have the best of abodes. They will have the best of abodes. Now beloved brothers, let us look at it and think of all the qualities that you have mentioned now. Who have what? What do I have and what I don't have? What I don't have in me, make an effort that you must get it in you. What is the place that Allah is promising? Jannatu Adn. Such gardens. يَدْخُلُونَهَا. Those people are going to enter into it whom Allah Rabbul Izzat has just mentioned now. Whoever have all those qualities, they are going to enter into those gardens. And وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ. Whoever is pious from amongst their parents, وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ, and their wives, وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ, and their children. Remember what we said last night or night before, whenever it was. That because your father was pious doesn't mean you got a free ticket. Allah says, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ. Whoever was pious from amongst them. Whoever was righteous. Whoever was on deen. What will happen to them after they have all entered into Jannah? وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. The angels will enter into their places from every different door that is available in their houses in Jannah. Salamun alaykum. They will come in and they will say, Salamun alaykum. Bima sabartum. May there be peace upon you because of the patience that you have exercised on the face of the earth. Fani'ma uqabad dar. And they will ask the people, isn't this the greatest of abodes that you can get? Then Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. Whoever is going to break the promise that he had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُصَلْ. And he will break ties with whomever Allah had instructed him to keep ties with. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And they create mischief on the face of the earth. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ. On them there is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah's curse is on you, beloved brothers, nothing in your life is going to go right. Nothing. It's not possible. وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. They are going to get the worst of abodes. May Allah Rabbul Izzah save us from it. This is the month of Ramadan. Let us make that dua. Ask from Allah that, oh Allah, forgive us. Give us Jannah and save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahu yabsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah gives extra sustenance to whom He wants. And He gives less to whom He wants. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Let it not be such that is your only worry and concern as far as the world is concerned. وَفَرِحُوا. Be happy with whatever Allah has given you on the face of the earth. Be satisfied with what Allah had given you. فَرِحُوا. Be happy about it. Be satisfied about it. Allah had given you a certain amount. Live within that amount. Be happy with it. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ. Why must you be happy with whatever you have? Because Allah says that this life of this, on the face of this earth, in comparison to the akhirat, is only what is called mata'. And one of the great scholars of the past wanted to find out what is the meaning of mata'. It was explained, and he came to find out that the rag that they used by a coal stove to wipe up all the dirt, that rag was called mata'. That dirty rag that nobody's bothered about. Nobody take the rag and put it next to his pillow in the night when he go to sleep, or wear it on top of his clothes or something. It's a dirty cloth. You use it for its purpose and it is thrown there. So Allah says, life in this world is exactly like that. That is the end of it. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Or Muhammad ﷺ said to mankind, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes astray whom He wants. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابُ. And Allah Rabbul Izzat give guidance to that person who shows that he wants it from Allah. مَنْ أَنَابُ. Who have the desire for guidance. Who is those people who have the desire for guidance? A person can't say, I also have the desire for guidance, and then you carry on doing your own stuff. No, it's not like that. If you, the measuring, the thermometer, or the yardstick, or the measuring stick, if you want to know if you have the desire for guidance in your heart, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, their hearts are at peace. When the talk is going on, if you want to run out of the masjid, then your heart is not at ease in the masjid. Simple yardstick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, we find this happening a lot. When people are talking about Allah Rabbul Izzat, we get up and we walk out. What does that mean? The heart is not connecting to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about as simple as that. Something else is more important than 5 minutes of the remembrance of Allah. And then Allah says, Ala, listen carefully. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. When the remembrance of Allah takes place, your heart is going to be at ease. Your heart is going to be at ease. So beloved brothers, as bitter as it might be, but that is the measuring stick. When Quran is recited, are you at ease or not? When the dhikr of Allah takes place, are you at ease or not? When Allah is spoken about, are you at ease or not? If you find, may Allah save us from it, but if you find that your heart is not at ease, then remember that the iman of the person is weak at that stage. Your iman, the amount of iman that is supposed to be in your heart, is weak, and it needs to be strengthened. It needs to be strengthened. Because when we look at the pious people who are alive and those of the past, then we will hear that they spend time in the house of Allah. They recited the Holy Quran in abundance. They made dhikr of Allah in abundance. And you will find them to be in a condition of peace. So this is what we need to also get into our lives. No matter how much you have, peace will not come by means of that. Peace is going to come with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. نويت أن صوم غد أن أدائي فرضي شهر رمضان هذه السنة لله تعالى. Like we did mention before, that inshallah tomorrow before the Jumu'ah Salat we will be doing the collection for the people of Somalia. Tomorrow is Friday, yeah. Week is mixed up. So inshallah tomorrow we will be doing the collection for the people of Somalia. Like they have on the board that the fitra for Hanafi is 16 rand and for Shafi is 21 rand. So inshallah we will be collecting fitra as well. That will be collected separately. Then we will be collecting those who want to give lillahi ta'ala, that will also be collected separately. And if there is anyone who wants to dispose of his zakat, that will also be collected separately. And inshallah, the moment we have it all together, we will be sending it off for the people of Somalia, inshallah. Ji? Ji? Tomorrow night as well, yes. So we will have for Jummah, then obviously there's many people that don't come here for Jummah. We will do it in the night again. But in the night I'm not going to do it like how we're going to do Jummah and go and collect individually. We will have one person who will be with the fitra, one with lillahi, one with zakat, and you will, whoever wants to come in the night with it, can dispose of it in that manner. And inshallah, but, no? On Saturday morning we're going to go and pass it over to the people who will distribute it. So please brothers, don't come Saturday at work time and then you come say, please take my stuff, it's too late. Right? And like I'm sure everybody knows by now, we've spoken about it enough times, that fitra is for every person in the house. So let us see that how we can dispose of it, inshallah. And if somebody's wife is expecting and the baby is born before the Salat of Eid, then generally the fitra must be paid. So if you in your mind know that the due date is by that time, I know there's a lot of old guys in the masjid, there's not anything like that happening, but for somebody that it is happening for, if the child is going to be born before the Eid Salat and you want to dispose of it now, you can do that, inshallah.